From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says 755 American diplomats in his country must leave. His decision was made in retaliation for new sanctions the United States is imposing on Russia for its meddling in the 2016 election to help President Trump win the White House. Putin told a Russian television network more than 1,000 people were working and are still working at the U.S. Embassy and consulates. He said of that, 755 people must stop their activities in Russia. He said Moscow could take additional retaliatory steps against the United States following the overwhelming American Congress's approval of new sanctions against Russia, but he said, "I'm against it as of today." U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Estonia for talks on military support, beginning a tour of three Baltic members of NATO. He had a lot to say about the sanctions.
President Trump sent me to Eastern Europe with a very simple message. That is that America first doesn't mean America alone. Our message to the Baltic states, my message when we visit Georgia and Montenegro will be the same. To our allies here in Eastern Europe, we are with you. We stand with you on behalf of freedom, and it's a great honor for me to be here.
Pence said the president has made it very clear that Russia's destabilizing activities, its support for rogue regimes, its activities in Ukraine are unacceptable. And the president made it very clear that very soon he will sign the sanctions from the Congress of the United States to reinforce that. Pence said the United States has hoped the Russian government will change its behavior. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump inherited U.S. military operations to combat terrorism around the globe. But now a bipartisan group in Congress is pushing for debate on whether the legal justification for those operations needs to be updated. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill.
If the House does get a chance to reconsider, answers will be anything but easy.
The challenge is getting agreement on what exactly it should contain. Some would empower the commander-in-chief. Others would constrain him. Some would target groups. Others would target ideologies. Some are limited in time and place and type of military force. Others are unlimited.
But if the House does get a chance to reconsider, answers will be anything but easy. Complicated questions for a war on terror with no signs of ending soon. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush Sunday in the Lower Shabelle region by Al-Shabaab militants, officials and security forces told VOA Somali. The attack near Golwayn village, 120 kilometers south of Mogadishu, targeted a supply convoy of 24 vehicles near the town of Bulo Marer. And at least 10 people were killed and 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital. The car that exploded was in a line of vehicles on Maka al-Mukarrama Road, Mogadishu's busiest street. Most of the victims were shoppers caught in the explosion as they came out of a supermarket next to the road. Despite stern warnings against protest from Venezuela's government, violence broke out on the streets of Caracas Sunday as the country voted on a controversial measure for an all-powerful constitutional assembly. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said anyone defying a ban on protests during the historic vote risks up to 10 years in prison. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters in one of many skirmishes around the capital on Sunday. And an Israeli military court has rejected a soldier's appeal after he was sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a Palestinian. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter in January for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted Sunday he would recommend a pardon for Azaria. You can find more on these and other developing stories anytime from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.